Good morning, Dashers. I want to let you know that we have heard your concerns about the lack of drainage in the field, and we will be addressing it soon. I would also like to let you know that the after-hours activity portion of the school catalog was left out of the last printing. An updated list can be found on the student portal in the website. So please forgive us for our nocturnal omissions. What? Okay, what did I say now, Butler?
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more!
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
In the AM.
Welcome to BA in the AM. I'm in the AM. Together. I am your host, Jenny.
And I'm Tim.
We are so happy to be here today and feel really uncomfortable. I mean, comfortable with telling you what's going on.
We can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. You're not going to believe it.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, Jenny?
Did you hear that there's going to be an algebra test this afternoon?
I think I heard what you heard.
You didn't. I didn't study. Uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs, is that trademarked? I don't know. Yeah, I could have bet money on that, but I don't have any. Okay. Here's my crib sheet. Mm-hmm. I photocopied it for you.
Oh, you are the best pal ever. Hey, speaking of pals, Tim.
Pals, Tim?
Pals, Tim, I love. Wow, yeah, this is.
Speaking of pals, why don't we throw it right over to our pal, Peter Rosebud. With the weather, because Peter, I think there's weather today.
Uh-huh. And he's got a mouthful of weather to give you right now as soon as he swallows it down.
Swallow that cloudy with a chance of meatballs, Peter.
Chance
you know how you
meatballs.
Like them balls.
That's
what? Oh, shoot.
Peter, Rosebud. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Pete. You're sounding
Pete,
quiet.
You're not coming through. We're having having technical difficulty. There you are.
Hey, everyone. I was wondering why no one was laughing at the stuff I was saying. I did such a great bit. I wish you had heard it. Anyway, here's the problem, guys. My mom forgot to make my breakfast this morning, so she bought me a donut at Artisanal, and I'm eating that live on the air. It's really embarrassing, but
I bet it's delicious.
Mom says I need to nutrate every day so I don't die.
Hashtag doctor's orders.
Good one.
So
Tim.
I got AccuWeather up if you guys want to hear what's gesticulating in the
Yeah, Pete, tell us what our iPhones will.
Tell us all about those zippers.
Yeah. Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, the sun is going to come up and there's going to be several clouds. You might not see the sun come up because there's cloud coverage. If you wait patiently, the cloud coverage will illuminate the sun and you will know that the sun has risen.
This is good.
Sorry, AccuWeather's not loading very fast, so I'm just trying to improvise here. Oh, here we go. And then later in the afternoon, it's going to be cold.
Oh,
how
talk
cold,
about a twist.
You might be asking. I know, right?
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Would you say that the sun will come out tomorrow?
God, I hope so.
Tomorrow. The sun will come, bet your bottom. That's just cobwebs away.
Hey, did you just make that up? That was pretty good.
Oh, you.
I always wonder what a bottom dollar was, because that just sounds gross to me.
Maybe it's what you sit on. Yeah, in your pocket. Yeah.
But I guess you have to bet that, right? Because what else are you going to do with a bottom dollar?
Yeah.
But that song does promote gambling, so my mom doesn't let me listen to it very much.
Okay.
Hashtag responsible.
Yeah. But she lets me eat donuts for breakfast, so she's not so bad. Okay, that's the weather.
Wow, Pete, you're just rosy.
There, you did a great job, Pete, and people said you couldn't. I thought you did great. But talk about spoilers. We now know what the weather is for tomorrow.
You better not walk your goat on your skateboard tomorrow.
Don't do that again.
That was... Okay, sorry.
So, you know, speaking about spoilers, I heard some really great things about this new movie. It's called Groundhog versus Predator. And I think our resident film buff is Waverly.
Whatever's Movie Mayhem. This is Walter Whatever Waverly.
Yeah.
At the movies.
And here we
are. Hi, Walter. Good to see you.
Groundhog versus Predator. Groundhog versus Predator is an amazing movie. It involves both groundhogs and predation. It's one of my favorites. So it starts off with this guy waking up on a ship 10,000 to every morning. But same thing. Starts off, guy wakes up, guy turns out. He's a groundhog on a spaceship. Next thing you know, the spaceship is infested with hunters trying to hunt the ultimate creature. And that's where the groundhog comes in, because apparently groundhogs are the most dangerous creatures on Earth. It's true, because it's in the movie.
Okay.
So groundhogs are dangerous because they can control the weather. Groundhogs can, at any moment upon seeing their shadow, summon 6 more weeks of winter. And so the predator goes against the groundhog, and the groundhog desperately trying to find a window so he can see, do I have a shadow? Can I control the weather against this predator? It was awesome.
Cliffhanger. That's great.
Jeez, talk about taking somebody out of their element and you know, really taking their powers away.
Yeah, it was really kind of a pick yourself up by your furry bootstraps and try and try and try again until you can see your shadow or destroy the predator.
I'd watch it.
I would definitely say me, Walter, whatever Everly, would definitely recommend people see a movie.
You heard it straight here on BA in the AM. Now, we go, we have to cut it quick to my girl Beatrice.
Yo,
my girl,
yo,
Beatrice.
Yo. Dashers, your number one hype girl, right here. What? Someone left a donut for me. What? It smells like goat in here, but I will eat this donut. Thank you very much. Nice.
It's the goat donut. Get it?
Ah,
get it?
Yes.
Peter Rosebud made that with his goat cheese.
It's a goat nut.
Greatest of all time.
I'm eating this and I'm loving it. Thank you. The perks of being the number one hype girl for all the sports teams, including golf, which is, you know, here or there as a sport, but whatever. And
how,
you know what?
How is our golf team doing?
Yeah. Are they golfing?
Well, you know, they've had a hard time lately because with all the rain, thanks for nothing, weather kid. You know, it's kind of a pond out back there, but you know, they're in boats. They've started a new game and
taking, you know, water hazards to a whole new level.
Ha ha, Tim. Yeah. Ha ha, Tim.
I love it.
Whatever. I mean, look, what we don't make in points, we make up for in school spirit, right?
School spirit, yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, like, we got it going on. Forget them Veritas losers over there. You know what? Their field floods, they do nothing. They just cry about it. They're a bunch of pussies over there.
They're a bunch of do-nothing Veritasers.
That's right. That's right.
Tassels.
Yeah, screw them.
Screw them. And we have our own WNBA team. What?
That's a big deal. Yeah, it's cool. It's great.
Yeah.
Beatrice, my
you know
girl.
It, you know it, girl. You know it, girl. You know it. We're here. We're the Dashers, number one. There's my big foam finger. It's a big, I have a big foam finger for us and then a big foam middle finger for the Veritas prep. And I alternate with
you are so daring.
You're nasty.
That's what he said, boy.
Hey guys, AccuWeather just finally loaded, and it's going to be partially sunny on Tuesday.
Thanks for the update, Rosebud.
Partially right there. That's like 30% credit.
Cool.
Nice job.
Cool, it's like what I'm going to get on my algebra test.
Yeah, if you're lucky. No, you can do it.
I'm really good at algebra. So
it's fine. Yeah. It's just, it's not To Kill a Mockingbird. Just don't put that stuff down.
Tim,
all right.
It's been a B.
A.
And
B. A.
B. A. In
the
A. A.M. Good harmony. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time with all your Boulder Dash Academy news. I like that. That was nice.
Thanks. I don't have sound effects, so I make them.
So, Hiram,
sir.
I was up there at that Baldash Academy looking at them's fire systems, and I gotta tell you, they've been operating for the last 200 years with not but a get out of the building if there's a fire.
No, shoot. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, it's true. They said they wanted to go with a breakfast theme so that they don't need no alarms like over there at Veritas Prep.
Oh, jeepers creepers. What do they think they are? The breakfast club or something?
Well, obviously they don't understand the risk of a fire. Now, Martha and I had a fire back 1964.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's the last time I grilled in the house. But I learned my lesson. I went to Martha and I said, Martha, if you want them lobsters grilled in the house from now on, you gotta get me an indoor grill.
And she did.
God. Yeah. I gotta tell you, Hiram, I did not think that one through.
No, you usually don't.
It would have been easier just saying no.
Yeah.
But I can't say no to that woman.
No.
It's the reason we have 14 children.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Beautiful children.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful children, and almost all of them look like me.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Hello, Father. I'm home from war.
Hey, Herbert, how you doing?
Oh, geez, Herbert, look at you. You're the spitting image of your mother. You don't look a thing like me. Sit your ass down. I'll buy you a coffee.
Thank you, Father.
Waitress!
Yeah? What you want?
I need a coffee for my strapping young son, just back from war.
One coffee for strapping young son, coming right up. Hey, Johnny!
Got a belt buckle! Got a belt buckle going black. Got you, girl.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, so, Herbert, tell me what your life was like out there. They have them alarms like they got in schools nowadays.
Yes, Father, there were several alarms, and they were... I was alarmed by how many alarms there were. But luckily you taught me over the years how to fight fires with my bare hands, and I was fine.
Yeah. Taught him earlier how to fight fire with fire, and all that did was burn the house down faster.
Second time that happened.
Okay, here's your coffee. You want 3 or 4 mini moos?
You want 3 or 4 of the moos over the Miamis?
3 or 4, you know, the creamers. Mini moos, oh my God. 3 or 4 mini moos.
Oh, sorry.
And the blue or the pink? Blue or the pink or the white? Sugars.
At war, we call those tiny tits, but I will take okay. 3.
Okay. Tits!
3 tiny tits.
God, Herbert, that's just like Hiram. That's the way he takes his coffee.
Full of tiny teats.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, come to think of it, there's a lot similar between you two.
Yes, I've noticed that, Father.
Yeah?
Father, I've noticed that me and Hiram have the same nose.
Yeah, yeah. Coincidental, being that we're neighbors all these 40 years. Same nose, same eyes, same weird hairline. Yeah, you just take after your Uncle Hiram there, don't you?
Yes, sir.
But, Father, all 13 of my brothers and sisters have the same strange hairline and nose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's something you need to expect, considering the fact that we lived next to Hiram all them years. Sometimes you just take after the people who are important in your life.
Yes, sir. We got a loose cannon coming in hot. Loose cannon coming in hot.
Catching it. Here it is. All right, loose cannon. Who ordered the loose cannon?
Here
you go. Here you
go.
You want ketchup? I got ketchup. I got mustard.
You got sriracha?
Oh, sriracha. Yeah, I got the. You mean the rooster sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Herbert. You know, come think of it, you love them rooster sauce too.
Father, at war we called that the cock sauce.
The cock sauce. Oh, you know, you look a lot like your father. This guy over here.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you guys look so, like, uncannily alike. It's, like, uncanny and stuff. Right, Johnny? Right? No, I mean, am I right or am I?
It's awkward.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a camel in a squirrel's pocket.
It's camel, yeah, he's so eloquent. I just can't even say it better.
Now that Johnny says it that way, I can actually see some more similarities. Like the fact that...
Tell me, Father.
Like the fact that Hiram... Don't eat eggs without them hot sauces. Just like you.
I do love the cock sauce. You're right, Father.
Or the fact that... The fact that... You like your coffee with 3 milks and I like my coffee black.
That's true, Father. I've never put that together.
Or the fact that I have blonde hair and blue eyes, as does your mother, and you're dark-haired and dark-eyed, just like Hiram.
Like the devil.
That's true.
Or the fact that you had a 10-month incubation period inside your mother. You know what that means, son? It's clear to me that the proximity of your neighbors can really influence the look of your child.
Yes, it's like your dog looking like your owner.
Who ordered the eggs over hard?
I want a moons over my hammy.
What do you think this is, Denny's?
Please hang up and try again.
That was Sorry, Right Number by The Dial Tone. This is Flip Axman House of Heavy Metal. Stay tuned for Mort and Mindy's ASMR Corner. only on Baller 97.5.
Welcome to ASMR Corner. This is Mindy. Hey, Mort, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here yet again.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Mort. let's see. We have a special episode for everyone today. Specializing episode. Why don't you tell them who we have today, Mort?
Well, today we have Jerry. And Jerry is the fire marshal in Balderdash County. So, welcome to the show, Jerry.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm here to promote a new safety program I'm hoping to bring into the local schools and academy.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds really exciting.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Relaxing and excited. All these prickly feelings.
Well, I think, Mindy, I think maybe just to get things started so Jerry can understand how our show works, we should just start off that way.
Sure. How about we start with a relaxing sound for our audience? How about... This is the sound of a fire alarm.
That's really interesting, because
that was really great.
That's the sort of alarm I, over the years, have serviced.
You've serviced them
several
a lot,
times.
I bet
wonderful.
You know the make and model, don't you?
I bet he does.
That's a Soviet era fire alarm.
Wow, so we get some history here today, Mort. History, Mort. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I think maybe what I would like to hear, and I would want our audience to hear, is the sound of me cooking French fries in hot oil in a skillet.
Oh, yes.
And maybe... Yes. Maybe there's a fire.
Mort, you're a genius. Very thematic.
So, here it is. French fries.
That reminds me of the sound of the fire alarm system at Balderdash Academy.
Very relaxing. I'm sorry if that triggered you. It's just really relaxing.
I will say, Mindy, it triggered my relaxation, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. I do know what you're saying. I totally do.
That's why we're here. So, Jerry, I think maybe our listeners would like to know what types of things you like to listen to and what makes you cool and calm.
Okay. The sound of my wife, Sarah Jenkins, flopping onto the other side of the waterbed.
Yep.
That really helps me relax. Yeah,
that's so relaxing. Just the name, Sarah Jenkins. It prickles up the back of my skull.
Also, one sound I like to hear.
Sure.
Is the sound of salt being sprinkled onto two rhubarbs.
Two rhubarbs. Wow.
Wow, you're going crazy today, Jerry.
No, he's so avant-garde. You heard it here, folks.
Can I promote the thing I came on to promote now?
Oh, but yeah, by all means.
Is the show done? Oh, okay, thank you. It's called Safety Program. And it's my new ska band. Mm-hmm. And we'll be touring various schools.
Wonderful.
Playing trumpets and skanking.
Skanking.
Yeah, the skanking. Well, Mindy, I think it's that time to wrap the show up. And I'm going to leave it to you to play us out of here.
Excellent. Well, the most comforting sound that I can think of is, how about we go in our inner space? This is the sound of the inside of our minds during the entirety of the year 2020. Let's take it out with that.
Wow, that's going to be crazy.
It's going to be so crazy, but so calming.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Good morning, Dashers. Could the Faculty Planning Committee for the school grounds please report to Room W?
We need to talk about why our field floods every time it rains. I want to hear drainage ideas. I want to hear, what can we do to change the grounds?
Xerxes, the great king of Basmalia, down back in the BCs, BCEs rather now, he had developed a very intricate system of swales, or small shallow ditches, that would divert water to maybe a pond or a lake.
Yellow fever is something we really need to be cautious about, because these additional waterways are going to really bring out the mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And we do not need a fourth bout of yellow fever going around.
Zebras grazing along the banks of the waterways, I think, would be a really wonderful selling point for Balderdash to get prospective students here. You know, wildlife here amongst our agriculture and architecture, and the thing that makes water move.
Gravity?
Animals are a great idea. I think another thing that we could do, another possibility, I don't want to throw too many options out there, but here's another one, is we could have massive student water gun fights. And it's like free refills everywhere they go.
Bottomless bodies of water are not as bad as everyone chalks them up to be. Okay. Vernal pools. Important for our environment, is swimming, connecting caves beneath the ocean so that Loch Ness monsters can go to different parts of the world if they want to go on vacation. I mean, I think that if Balderdash's lawn is really turning into a waterway, then who are we to stop it?
Could I suggest water slides? Okay, hear me out. I think it would be really fun for the staff, obviously, really fun for the kids, and it would look really good on our promotional brochures that we send out.
Drainage was my first idea, but if Coach Steve is all in for turning our football field into a water park, I have to back him on this.
Everyone loves a good water slide. How about we somehow get Coach Steve to take water slides and incorporate football and create a whole new activity?
For crying out loud, that is an amazing idea. I think if we're going to get a leg up on Veritas, what we have to do is figure out a water sport that they don't have, so we don't have to compete against them, or we compete and they just forfeit.
Giant slides combined with giant balls for the giant slides. Yeah, there's no other school that would have ginormous sports equipment like this. This would really set us above and beyond all of the other academies.
Hydro sports. That's what we call it.
I'm speechless. This just makes complete and utter sense. What, I mean, yes, I vote yes. Can we just vote yes?
Just so we're clear, I'd like to second Marie's suggestion of having the biggest balls possible. I thought that was brilliant.
Karaoke in a pool. After hours, we can sell tickets. It can a fantastic way to generate revenue. I like this water sport idea.
Look, as the music teacher, karaoke music clearly appeals to me. I think we have to also consider budgeting, because this sounds like it's going to cost a lot. And for that, I really, again, think that maybe Coach Steve can help us out a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe Coach Steve can help us out, but there may be other ways that we can subsidize this as well, mm-hmm. because we do need to, Balderdash County is looking to have their wastewater go somewhere. So maybe we could just drain it into the same bucket, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I appreciate the reduce, reuse, recycle sort of mentality there. However, I'm not quite sure that the drainage from Balderdash County should be mixed with the water that our students might be swimming in. That seems like a biohazard to me.
Organizing all of this just seems like a lot of work, but I am glad that as a team that we can come together and make it all happen.
Powers. It's because we have superpowers. And I agree as though, and I just want to throw out maybe the suggestion of using a polyurethane to line the bottomless body of water with, which seems kind of frivolous, but it, trust me, you can do the sides. I did it in my swimming pool and in my frog pool and in my vernal pool. it seemed to work fine.
Quaid, Dennis Quaid, a new friend of mine. He found out I had a bunch of money. He knows Greg Kinnear, obviously. He, I think, would be great for a fundraiser for the school. He could come ride our sewage water slides, and I think people would be ready to fork over some money.
Randy Quaid might be a better spokesperson if we're dealing with sewage and water slides.
So true! So true! Sewage slip and slides! Singing! The Quaid brothers! One or both! And, you know, we're making the town better by diverting all this backwater, black water, gray water, sewage, whatever. I don't care what it is. And, oh, yellow fever, too. So we got to think of that.
To tell you the truth, I think we have a winner on our hands, not only with our hydro sports and recycling, which may or may not be a biohazard. I don't know. But with the Quaids involved, whatever we do, this is really going to work out for us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable what we can accomplish when we all put our minds together like this. It's just amazing, you guys. I'm so proud of us.
Visionaries, every one of us. Honestly. Team effort.
Well done. Well done, teachers. I'm just Googling who Randy Quaid is, and then I'll get back to you.
Xerxes will be the name of the water slide. This is amazing. I'm going to put together an ad we can send to the Balderdash Gazette. It'll say, water sports with big balls now at Balderdash Academy. Great meeting, everybody. Fantastic meeting.
All right, guys,
let's love it.
That's good. That's good.
I think it's time that we get Randy.
We have big balls and we cannot lie. We got some water.
Handle another one.
I don't know.
I heard over the grapevine that they was thinking about putting in water sports up at school.
Are you kidding me?
I heard through my special contact they was even looking at big balls with them water sports.
You gotta tell me who that contact is. I'm gonna get that out of you eventually.
Well, I ain't gonna tell you who Tedward is or what his name is, but I'm just gonna say, Tedward told me they was putting in water sports. Ugh. Now, I ain't seen no water sports since that time in Vietnam when I served in the service.
I know, there's a lot of urine, too.
Yep, right there at that club, Filleta Fish. I went down, I got my water sports, and I tell you, it was no balls. I wanted to see none anywhere in that there club.
No, sir. No, you couldn't get around them.
I think we should form a protest to prevent them perversion going up there at the school.
I got a good 15 minutes and meet tomorrow.
Yeah. So tell you what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go down to that At Is Anals, get ourselves a cup of coffee, see what Random's doing, and form a protest with the three of us.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Well, then it's settled. Now I go get back to Martha, tell her about these water sports, what she wants to do about it.
I'm going to go change my pants.
That's probably good. I see you've already started protesting.
Yes, sir. Get my protest pants on.
I'll see you down at the anal.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the boardroom here at the Balderdash Gazette. I just want to thank you all for your warm welcome. My name is Barry Fletcher. I am the new editor here at the Daily Gazette. And I just wanted to get you all together as the finest reporter this newspaper has in the county of Balderdash. And maybe I wanted to go over tomorrow's headlines, the possibilities, and see maybe we can all come to a consensus of what the best headline for tomorrow would be. I'm new to the town, and I want to make sure that we go with a headline that just makes the most sense for the town. So I asked you to email them all to me ahead of time, and I'm just going to call you out and have you explain a little bit about the story. So Sally Fielding. Sally Fielding.
Yeah.
Do we have two Sally Fieldings?
I'm sorry. Sometimes my voice echoes a little bit. Yes, I'm Sally. I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. I'm really proud of my headline, but I'm also really nervous.
Sally, well, it's nice to meet you, Barry Fletcher.
Hi, Barry. Yeah, great to have you here. Welcome to town.
It's very, very kind of you. Now, you submitted a headline that is very intriguing to me, and it is Slimy Ant Burns Flaky Plant. I am so intrigued by this headline. It seems like big news, I'm guessing, for Balderdash County. Can you tell me a little more about the story?
Yes. So as you may know, we have a plethora of flaky plants here in Balderdash County. They are a special plant that grows specifically here. And you know that they are from Balderdash County because their leaves just flake right off. Now, there is a problem with these flaky plants. There are slimy ants here. There are slimy ants here, Barry, and they are eating the flaky petal leaf parts of our flaky plants, and they're burning them right up. It's just like they poof, and then they turn to ash. It's a travesty.
Now, this is something that is not native to where I came from.
It is a native to Balderdash County flaky plant, yes.
And the slimy ants. I don't think I've seen any slimy ants where I was before either.
Also native.
Yes, that's interesting. Now, did you happen to get any photos of this happening?
The thing is, these slimy ants are just so tiny. They are microscopic, and They slime right up and down. So it's more, you have to see it in person here, Barry. They slime, and what you do see is the slime trail. You don't actually see the slimy ant. You just see the slime trail.
That might be a tough sell on the front page above the fold, but we'll keep it in consideration. Thank you so much, Sally Fielding.
Thank you. I am very passionate about the botany of Balderdash, so thank you for taking this into consideration.
Anthony O'Malley.
Here I am, sir. Whatever you need, I'm here to help you.
Anthony O'Malley, nice to meet you, Barry Fletcher. Now, the headline that you submitted was Stringy Jacket Chops Chewy Molehill.
That's right, sir. That's right, Chief. That's right. Now, the way I see it, Stringy Jackets chopping everywhere is a national threat. But what we need here is a little bit something different. We need to take that threat and harness it to chew down the molehills that are frankly going all over the Balderdash Golf Range.
Wow. Wow, that's, is that a big problem on the golf range?
Oh, it's huge. We have gophers the size of horses. You think our squirrels are bad?
Oh, they're all over the place. I've hit a few just on the way to work this morning.
I saw a toddler riding a gopher into kindergarten this morning. That's how big they are here.
That's a headline. I wish you had submitted that.
It's a headline to you, but we call it Tuesday. Look, look, Chief, Chief. Stringy jackets are the way to go to control the mole population, the groundhog population. They're flipping huge. So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do.
Oh, yes, please.
Stringy jackets are all the rage. Chopping should be all the rage. Chewy molehills sound like a delicacy, but they're not as good as, say, like spider webs in the cave systems. No, what we need to do is focus on them damn molehills. And the way to do it is with stringy evening wear.
So there must be a plethora of stringy things.
Oh yeah, sir, sir, a plethora, a myriad. There are so many stringy clothings in Balderdash County that we have a surplus. And the way to deal with the surplus is to simply put it to work for the greater good of the community. Oh, this great story focuses on how exactly that happens.
Well, Mr. O'Malley, I really appreciate you submitting this story, and we'll have it up for consideration here.
Please, sir, you're my boss. Call me Tony.
Oh, Tony, you're a good man. Great. Next, we have Jessica Tumbleweed. Jessica Tumbleweed. Jessica?
Howdy.
Oh, hey, Jessica.
How's it going?
Barry Fletcher here.
Hi, Barry.
So, what you submitted probably has, mm-hmm. I mean, caught my eye more than anything else.
Wow.
Sorry to everyone else, but it just it has me so curious, so I can't wait for you to explain it.
Right, right.
It is a moist tuna fish sandwich packages mm-hmm. musty lampshade.
Right, right.
Well, I didn't know that tuna fish sandwiches were sentient beings.
So try them on the beat, beating it every day to get to the proof. Truth of the matter. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it for everybody. Getting the news, breaking stories and breaking hearts. That's what I do. That's what I do. Anyway, there's been a problem around here lately. We've had tuna fish sandwiches that have been excessively moist. Now, we're usually used to our tuna fish sandwiches being moderately moist or even moist less. But I think the problem is too much mayonnaise. And they're made excessively moist. Now, that's a problem. Here, let me tell you why this is a problem. Why this deserves to be above the fold. If you know what I'm saying.
Sure. I'm an editor. I do know what you're saying.
So what these moist sandwiches have been doing have been slipping and sliding all over the floor, right? They've been kind of just slipping. And with those slimy ants leaving slime trails everywhere, attracted by the moist tuna sandwiches, we've got a slip and slide all over the dang place, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, I need to wear my cleats.
It sounds like those slimy ants that are on the flaky plants.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Between the ants and between the moist tuna fish, you know, you can't stay on your 2 feet around these parts. So what's been happening is these tuna fish sandwiches have been sliding their way across the table to the lamps, right? And what they do is then as they hit the lamp, the sandwiches kind of part ways, the breads, and they envelop the lampshade. They put a moistness on the lampshade, and then after a while, the lampshades become musty. That's been a problem. It's been affecting the air quality all over the place here. People have been developing asthma at very high rates around here. I mean, we got some really bad cases of asthma. Crapping. Sorry, little Freudian slip there. Cropping up all over the dang place. So we got...
Don't worry, if you put that in the paper, I'll catch it.
Well, that's why you're the boss. And I'm just a mere gumshoe reporter beating it every day. That's what I do. Oh, wow. But okay. You know, we got the slick ants, the moist tuna fish sandwich. Someone's, you know, too much mayonnaise going on out there. We got the sandwiches slipping and sliding, hitting those lampshades across the table, making them damp. They get musty. We get asthma. It's a problem.
Okay. Well, I am way less interested in this story than I thought I would be after reading the headline initially.
All right.
You know, it's still on the table. I'm a little concerned about the number of times you said moist. The next person we have here is Corey Barton, I think it says.
Hey. Oh, I'm Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Thanks for calling me up.
Oh, well, sure. Well, you're part of the team, and... you know, I want to make sure that every voice gets heard. And
thanks.
You have a very interesting voice, I can tell.
Well, thank you so much.
So anyway, it looks like you submitted the headline, Handy Pencil Blackmails Purple Corn Cob.
Yes, I did.
I mean, I have pencils that are handy a lot. Again, it seems like you have things that are sentient in this county that I never would have figured anywhere else. Please tell me all about this blackmail action that's happening. It seems like a big story.
Yeah, of course. Let me break this down for you. There's two ways of looking at this. Of course, you could say the pencil is not only handy, but also sentient. But you could also say that the... in Balderdash County, there's some weird laws which puts the onus on blackmail on the utensil used to create the blackmail. I didn't make up this law. It's just a very old law. If you blackmail someone, is actually your pen or pencil or quill will be put on trial if caught. So here in Balderdash County, you are free and encouraged to blackmail as many people as possible, and you'll never be tried for the crimes. So in this scenario, there was a corn cob, and that's code, obviously. So a purple corn cob is what we call an employee of Balderdash Academy, because of course purple is their colors, and corn cobs because it dates back, of course, to Lord Stephen Cornbread, obviously. So, it just simply means that someone at the school of Balderdash Academy has been blackmailed. It's not, once you break it down, it's not that exciting.
Well, I'm glad that you said it instead of me. That story sounded way more interesting than I thought it than it actually turned out being. It just seems like you have some really strange problems in this county. I'm a little concerned that maybe I made the wrong decision to move here. But let's just get through day one.
At least there's a sewage water slide. There's always that.
Oh, now see, nobody submitted that.
Oh, weird.
Seems like a big story. Anyway, next we have Eddie Bowser.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay.
Oh, well, yippee yo.
Hey, that's 5 times Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, Bowser.
Wow, I didn't, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that we had somebody of your stature here at the Balderdash Daily Gazette.
Yeah, Bear. I mean, I'm going to call you Bear, Barry. So, Bear.
Please don't.
I've been around, Bear. I've been around the bush a lot. I've been around on the bench. I've been around the courtroom. I've been around the neighborhood. I've been around the side of a typewriter and back again. I know what's going on in BA. We call it BA here, Bear. B-A. Yeah.
Well, Eddie, it looks submitted another fine headline. It's going to be so hard to pick one that will actually catch anybody's attention. But you submitted Bumpy Mountain Flies Bouncy Cheese.
Correctamundo.
I got to say that I'm very confused about this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you, Bear. That's because you're new to the place. So everyone knows Bumpy Mountain is where Tender Vittles makes her transactions. Okay? It's Tender way Vittles? Up north. It's Tender Vittles, you know, the neighborhood cat food distributor. We'll get into this later. It's underground. Oh, it's underground black market out there, but we'll talk about that later. Look, Bumpy Mountain. Big place. Lot of stuff going on, black market going down. You might think, hey, Balderdash County, everything's good here. No, it's not all great, and I will uncover it. I'm an investigative journalist. I go undercover, I go overcover. I dress in covers. I like to wear covers when I go to sleep, okay? There's a lot of covers. And so when the Bumpy Mountain, as we call it, Bumpy Mountain, it flies the bouncy cheese. People know that that's slang, that's the jive for... This particular area is dealing the underground mojo, if you know what I'm saying. You know, journalism talk.
Right.
You know, right. Are you a Pulitzer Prize winner, Bear? Do you follow me? Maybe you're not following me.
I've been nominated a handful of times.
That's great.
I have not actually.
That's great.
Actually, one.
So the bouncy cheese is a big problem here. It's infiltrating all of the water systems. It is down in the catacombs underneath the academy. It is, it's like a mold. As cheese gets mold, they say it gets better. This doesn't get better. And it all originated in the underground Bumpy Mountain.
All right. Look, in the interest of time, I got to move on to our final headline here. I'm so sorry to cut you short, Mr. Eddie Bowser. Our final journalist here is Stan Boyoboy. Stan Boyoboy.
Hi.
Hi, Stan. Barry Fletcher here. Stan, you have the final headline here, and it looks like you've submitted a headline of Rough Photo Cooks Slippery Cereal Box.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I did. I thought it would be, it's the best one I got, quite frankly. And, for top of the fold type stuff, I don't know if it will fly. These guys, oh my gosh, can't hold a candle to these guys. But I thought it would be good because, the rough photo, it's, it's not a big deal, but it's just, the mayor of Balderdash, county, he was a little unfaithful, and there was a photo of him being that way, and I happened to get it. It's a rough photo because that's what he was into.
Is it a rough photo in the sense that it's kind of like flying saucer photos that we usually see, where you can't really tell if it's really a flying saucer?
Oh no! I mean, everybody.
It kind of sounds to me that you really don't have a story here, Mr. Boyle Boy.
Everybody. Well, I don't know. Everybody knows the flying saucers are real. This is super crisp. Like you can make out every detail. Which you might want to blur some spots. But it cooks the slippery cereal box. Because he was being unfaithful. With the sister of the Rice Krispies elves, Sister Crisp. And
And it was quite graphic, he's the mayor and stuff. So it's not, I don't want to throw him under the bus. So maybe like, you know, page, you know, 13 or something, like down in the, right next to the obits or something. That might be nice.
Mr. Boyle Boy, you made this story up, didn't you?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Look, I have to say that I'm pretty disappointed with the options that you provided me here on my first day. I really thought that
it's too bad.
Thought we'd have something here, but I think I'm gonna do what my gut's telling me. Mr. Eddie Bowser, I need you to go do the story on that sewage water slide business, please.
You got that, Bear. I got your back. You got my back. We get our hands up on our backs.
You'll be on the byline and above the fold tomorrow.
Thanks, Bear. I think we're going to make a great team.
Want a bite of my sandwich?
What's a byline?
Oh, God, this is going to be...
I made it with hummus.
But our flaky burning plants. But the slime.
And I'm going golfing.
Photog, let's roll.
You say butt slime?
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimball.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians, and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify.
And our website, comedythinktanked.com.
It's rustic.
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, look... You look like you was one of them socially forward people.
Oh, yes, I'm definitely very, very socially and economically, ecologically aware.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody we need help from. Now, look, Hiram and I found something disturbing going on about the school. We want to do one of them protests that's so popular all of a sudden.
Right. Well, if you want to protest, you've come to the right place.
Hiram, I told you we come to the right place.
See?
I know you did.
We get protest education and bagels.
Right, right. Well, look, being a socially and environmentally aware lumberjack, I have to be hyper aware of my environment. Now, what is it that irks you that you feel like you need to protest today?
Look, listen, Random. I gotta tell you.
It's rustic, but okay.
I heard they was doing water sports up at the academy. Now look, I've been around the world way back when I served in the service, and I gotta tell you. Water sports was something that not only cost extra, but was something you found down at places like the Purple Corn Cob rather than some school.
Okay, right. Well, hey, dudes want some coffee, by the way?
I'll take mine the way I take all my coffee. I like my coffee like I like my women, you see.
Right.
Bitter.
Right, okay, here you go. Bitter coffee in for you, Hershey.
I'll just cheek some of the grounds if you don't mind.
All right. Now that's an environmentally way to recycle, reuse, reduce, recycle. Not good for your teeth, but it doesn't look like it's an issue for you, but...
God, I gotta tell you, Rust-Oleum, this coffee reminds me of my wife. Cold and bitter. It's perfect. Now, you tell me exactly how we need to go about with this here protest.
Okay, well, look. I am very, very in tune with water. I am a water spirit. So I pray to the god of water. His name is Hydro. And I think that he's very, very serious. And I feel like when you add sports to water, you're kind of like not taking seriously, you know, how important water is. You're kind of making a joke out of water. And I think that that is something that is insulting to the water and its humanity. And as a tree in the guise of human, I need water to pull up through my roots and to grow. So I feel like an insult to water and to my great god Hydro is also an insult to the world. So here, let me give you some, I have some pre-made, let me go through, let's see, I have, forestry, I have, cutting down trees, I have building, okay, here, water. I have some water-themed, I always have some pre-made protest signs, so in for cases like this, because I'm always ready for, I am up for a protest, yeah.
Let me see one of them signs. You were all saying something, Hiram?
Well, I was just, refuse. It seems like we're on the right page, but I only understood a couple, mm-hmm. two-thirds of what you said just right. now.
Sure.
So, I'm not the best with the reading of the signs, but it looks like you're pretty well stocked up with your protesters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Let me read some of them for you. This sure. one there right here says, "Squirt, if you like Hydro." Now that one I'm going to use, because that's a good sign to protest water spots.
Good. Great.
Now, the next one, here's one perfect for you. Mm. I get wet for justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who's justice?
Right.
Thank you, Rust-Oleum. This is going to make Rustic. Our protest just shine.
Okay. And one more suggestion, from my heart. You could lose the pants. I think if you lose your pants.
No, these are my protest pants.
I know. They look like your protest pants, but if you protest without clothes, especially pants, it really drives the statement home.
Rust-Oleum, I gotta tell you, the last time Hiram went near the school without pants, he had a restraining order and had to wear a cuff on his ankle. We'll be good.
I just got back there.
Let's go, Hiram.
Dispatch of Boulder Dash County. There has been a disturbance of the peace at the academy. I am looking for cars 24 and 25. Are cars 24 or 25 on circulation of your routes? We are having a disturbance of the peace at Boulder Dash Academy, and we need our best hands on deck to Boulder Dash Academy. There is also indecent signs and exposure happening. I'm going to need cars 24 and 25 reporting on the scene ASAP.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 36. Indecent exposure. That sounds fun. I'm gonna go see. I heard there was indecent exposure at the purple corn cob. I'm gonna go check that out.
Yes, car 36, stationed outside of the purple corn cob, as per usual, is the best place for you to be. Thank you, 36.
Oh, hey there, this is car 35. I would love to report in as well, but I've got this blackmail case, and I've nailed it down. It's one of either two different pencils.
Hey, this is car 24. Listen, I'm having some technical difficulties understanding what's going on with the dispatch. I'm hearing corn cobs and other things. And look, you know, I don't think my car's right again. So, hey, car 25, you want to come pick me up? You want to pick me up over at, you know, the usual spot?
We can come out there and pick you up, and we'll head out there and take care of business. Dispatch, this is car 36. I'm going to try to pick up some indecent exposure at the purple corn cob. Coming in.
That is perfect. Yes, come again here, Car 36, at the Purple Corn Cob. Yes, please. And Car 35, I think you might have some leads on those blackmailing pens at the Pawn, Prawn, and Porn shop. So if you could just report to your duty at the Pawn, Prawn, and Porn Emporium, that would be ideal. Thank you, Cars. Convey, convert, commence to your positions.
Hey, dispatch. Dispatch. Sorry, this is Bike Cop 4. I'm on my Huffy, and I'm just at the artisanal bagel shop. Wondering where you think I'd be best stationed. I'm ready to go.
Yes, as you are on the bike, you are undercover, and you need to stay put right there at Artis Anal. We have it under high authority that the gathering of the protesters happens at Artis Anal, so we are going to need you there doing reconnaissance, bike number 4 on your Huffy.
Copy that. Huffy out.
Thank you.
Dispatch, car 30. Six. I was curious. Did you say that I should pick someone up at the Purple Corn Cob, or I should come at the Purple Corn Cob? Either way, I'm a little confused. Come again. I just want your permission.
When your shift is over, Car 36, you have permission to do whatever you want in your own downtime. But when you are in your police vehicle, there will be no coming again. Thank you, Car 36.
Dispatch, copy, just pick up. All right.
Thank you, 36.
Dispatch, this is AC1, Boomer with Animal Control.
Boomer, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was just about to hightail it away from the artisanal place. Got my fill on the Zeppelas there. They're great. But unfortunately, I accidentally ran over the cop on the Huffy.
Oh, geez. Bike 4.
He was furiously ringing his bell, but I was playing Who Let the Dogs Out. It kind of calms him down. Unfortunately, I just want to report I'm on it. Literally, I'm on it, and I'm going to extract him, and I will put him in the back of my PT Cruiser, one of the crates, and I will transport him. I am en route to the hospital, 10-4, over and out.
Thank you, Boomer. You seem to always know what to do in a precarious situation. Now, cars 24 and 25, I'm really going to need you to get to that protest for the disturbance of the peace and the pants and the indecent signs and exposure.
Hey, car 25 here. I just want to wish you a happy National Dispatchers Day.
Oh, yeah. 25, that's just so very kind of you. You know, dispatch really never gets any credit. You know, I'm out here fighting the good fight and just trying to make sure that there are no disturbances and getting my team out where they need to go. So thank you, 25. There is an extra candy bar for you in your locker when you return.
Dispatch, this is Bike Cop 4.
Oh, jeez. How is your microphone still working?
Boomer's taking me in on my bike. I don't know if it's going to make it, man. I don't know if it's going to make it. Oh, hey, this is Car 35. I just hit a man on a bicycle. Again.
Another bike cop? We're gonna have to do some.